Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, Doug Millard.
Hey, Doug Benson.
Melly Mel. How's it going?
In the house. Fantastic. How are you doing, buddy?
I've got good news.
What's that?
We got two terrific guests today from film and television.
Ooh.
Maybe some stage. I don't know their whole resumes. we know him best as Oscar on The Office.
It's yeah.
The great Oscar Nunez is going to be here. And I'll explain, what makes him a Doug.
Right.
It's like a tease to get people to listen to this episode.
We're shifting to an Oscar podcast.
I mean, don't even tempt me, because I would do a show that's just about the Academy Awards and people named Oscar. But yeah, so we'll get into that in a little while with our other guest, who I'm excited to say is Susie Nakamura, who is a very funny comedic actress. She's been on just in the last year or so, you would have seen her on Avenue 5 and Veep and Dead to Me.
Yeah.
Not like just guest roles. Those are shows that she's on, like, shows up a bunch. So excited to have both of them to sit around and shoot the shit with us during this weird, weird time.
To talk about Dougs.
Yeah. I mean, is there a better time? I mean, there's no worse time to do it. So let's do it. Play that theme song. Weirdest thing, people ask me, like, who is that singing the theme song? And I just ran into him at the park one day. It's Satan and his granddaughter.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, they're cute together, I think. It's like one of them, like, Shirley Temple acts.
Yeah.
It's nice. Hello.
Hello to Oscar Nunez and Susie Nakamura. How's it going?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for joining.
You're both probably doing lots of Zoom type things like this.
I go in waves, Oscar.
Also in waves, but this is different because I can't really see anyone. It's just like speaking into a thing. But this is good.
Yeah. It's like doing a radio phoner.
Yes, yes.
But in a good way.
I hope it is. I hope it's fun getting together and chatting. The show's called Wide World of Dougs. We'll be talking about Dougs, but we're really just happy to hang out with the both of you. And I just assumed that you would know each other, both being amazing comedic actors here in Los Angeles for over the last decade or two.
No, not all comedic actors know each other, Doug.
I know, it's weird. But, most comedians know each other. I guess the difference is that we're forced to hang out together more often in the clubs and whatnot.
Yeah, but we do have, I think Oscar and I have a lot of people in common.
I know. I thought we did a game show or something together.
Oh, shit.
But maybe not. Maybe we did.
Yeah. Maybe you were both on Jimmy Pardo's Match Game.
That were was you? Not it. I was not.
No, I was. Were you on another game? Were you on a game with Guy or?
Mm-mm. I'm good friends with Kate Flannery.
Oh, I am too.
How did you meet her, Oscar?
At the supermarket. How do you know her, Susie?
Kate and I were hired on the same day at the Second City in Chicago.
Oh, wow. You go way back. Okay.
We go way back.
Oh, Susie, I know we've probably met. I don't know.
I know, but like I feel like it's one of those things where like, I feel like I know you, so, but I don't want to make that assumption.
Well, this podcast doesn't end until we get to the bottom of it. You guys have definitely met.
I'm excited to bring you together because I do think you would, enjoy.
You know what? You know what?
Very much.
You're right, Doug. This might be it. This might be the first time.
Doug Benson is always right.
That happens once in a while, I'll say. But okay, Oscar. First of all. I've been lucky enough to do this a few times where you get to play a part where it's your name. So like for both you and everyone else involved, it makes it much easier. How did it come about that you were Oscar on The Office? Did they just, was a part written for you?
Oh no, man. Greg Daniels, our showrunner, just came up and he's like, do you mind if we use your name as the show on this Office show? And I thought, well, yeah, how long can this last? This will be the I'm like, yeah, sure. I think they we had a lot of people on the cast, and I think there were certain names that they thought were funny to be Office names, like Oscar, Angela, Phyllis, and Creed. They just thought those would be funny names. And Creed, it's not only his first name, his first and last. That's how crazy that is.
Huh. So Oscar was already in like the name bank and you just happened to get cast?
No. They cast us and then they just didn't want to think of new names for us. They're like, do you mind if we just use your names? Because they're good Office names anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting approach. But yeah, I guess that they didn't want they didn't want Leslie to use his real name.
Right. They thought Oscar
that
was
that would be confusing.
Yeah, they thought Oscar was a funny Office name, and Angela and Phyllis are like, those are such good boring Office names for these people.
Yeah.
If they don't mind, if the actors don't mind, and no one said no, everyone's like, yeah, whatever, use our names. And it just got, it's just weird in that when you hear your name in the street, you're like, do they know me or it's just from the show? Mostly it's from the show. People just going, Oscar. I'm like, yeah, you don't really know me. It's just, you're just calling Oscar.
Oh, that's gotta be confusing.
A little bit, Susie, a little bit. At the beginning, I'm like, oh no, I don't care. But, at the beginning, you're like, do they know, who is it, someone from that really knows me in personal life or?
Right.
But it was just, yeah.
Yeah, well, that brings me to why you're here today, which is that, you're an honorary Doug because you've played a Doug on, as an actor.
Twice, I think.
Twice. Oh, okay.
Wow.
I've only got one in mind. Tell me which one or both that you remember.
My wife told me I played like a cruise director, like on That Girl or something. Hey, look at That Girl. What's Joe?
Yeah, you were Doug the cruise director on New Girl.
Yes, New Girl. And then I think I was father Doug on People of Earth.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I think so.
But Father Doug, so you had the whole priest thing going?
I played a priest several times. I've played a priest like 3 or 4 times.
I've never heard Father Doug together. That's interesting.
Father something. I don't know. I can't. I should Google it. But yeah, I think I was it Father Doug? I know for sure it was Doug the cruise director on the
New Girl.
Yeah, that was
fun. Yeah, because that's a fun name. Like that's, we talk a lot on the show about how the name Doug just kind of has certain comedic and connotations. Like you sort of conjure up a Doug before you even see them,
It's fun to say. It's one of those names that stops before you even say it. It just like Doug. It just stops.
Yeah, it's sort of like unfinished.
Right.
Even Bob sounds longer than Doug, and yet it has fewer letters. Bob, right. Doug.
Yeah. Wow.
Right? I'm not even high, Doug. And I made that observation.
I can't even remember how it goes now. It stops before it finishes before you stop. What?
It stops before you even start saying it, Doug. Bob has three letters, but you go Bob. Doug, it just goes Doug.
Okay.
Okay, that checks out.
Yeah. Use that, Doug. That's for you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Your fans they'll freak out. You could do 10 minutes on that. Your fans are high. They don't know what's happening.
It really is the quickest name to say and also the hardest to understand when you're in like a nightclub setting. You know, people think you're saying John, Greg,
Bob. You could get a Bob in there.
Ronaldo. Like they just can't tell. they're all over the place. So it sounds like you don't really get that much into what the character's name is in a role like Doug, the cruise director. Like, do you remember what it felt like to be a Doug for, you know, a day or two?
No, I'm only here. My wife told me I played a Doug on the thing. I don't remember. I remember having a lot of fun on the boat. We went to the Queen Mary. Yes, Doug, the cruise director. Did I do research about Dougs and?
Yeah, did you have to get high and play video games?
Maybe. No, I didn't. I'm limited. When I did People of Earth, Greg Daniels called me up and he said, we have a cowboy, an astronaut, or a priest. Which one do you want? He knows my limits. I need a uniform to show what character I'm playing. So cruise director, I wear a uniform. I can do those things.
But that's so funny that, so you specifically chose the preacher? Because that's what I would choose, just because cowboy and astronaut, those costumes sound uncomfortable.
That's right.
And hot. Warm.
And hot, yeah.
Oh, how many times have you ever had to wear like a gun belt for like to play a cop or something?
I think so, yeah.
It's not comfortable.
It's not comfortable. It's not comfortable, no.
No, it's, I don't know, it's so heavy and just, I can't. Have you ever played an officer of the law, Susie?
Yeah, I did a pilot with Laura Silverman and I was, she was a paramedic and I was a cop. And that, you're right, especially like the prop version of all that stuff, because it's, the leather is really stiff and new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Digs into your hip.
Yeah. Yeah. This thick belt. It's like, it's almost like, you know, it's like shorts or something. There's the belt itself is so thick.
I wonder how long it takes the policeman to feel comfortable wearing that. Like what week of, you know, when you just feel comfortable walking around with all that stuff on you, the bullets, the weapons and all that, you're like, yeah, it's nothing. It's a second skin.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it would, they'd always be conscious of it, you know, right? At least a little bit, you know, cause you don't have freedom of movement. Like you can't really move your arms around. Like you can't do the, what's that dancer, but the floss.
Yeah. You shouldn't floss as an officer.
You can't floss. You're going to knock your gun out of its holster and it looks silly.
Yeah, that's what'll make you look silly there.
I'm sorry that this feels like some sort of memory test, Oscar, but the next question is about Doug's in your, you know, your life. Have you been friends or?
Yes, I have.
Any Doug's?
Yes, I have been friends with Doug's. Not counting you, there's a guy, Doug, what was his name? Doug Dickstein. And we were waiters together at a restaurant in Glendale. And we had a lot of fun. And he, what's he doing now? I don't know what he's doing. We're not in touch anymore. But he was very funny. And we had a lot of fun working together. Is that the only one?
I mean, with a name like Doug Dickstein, you better be funny.
Doug Jones, Doug, you.
Of course, Doug Jones. He was on the show a few weeks ago. And we talked to him mostly about you playing a cruise director on New Girl.
That was 90%.
Enough about Pan's Labyrinth. Oscar Nunez is in a film called The Proposal. And it is next level. It's one of my favorite romantic comedies. I'm not even kidding you, Oscar.
Please don't tell me there's any Dougs on that, because I don't remember any Dougs on that movie.
I don't think there were. I brought it up more just to get us to Betty White.
Yes, Betty Douglas White. That's kind of weird. little known fact.
I sit around writing that down all the time. Who, what, little known fact of what?
Betty Douglas White. Her name, Betty Doug White.
No way.
No, no way. But I had you going for a second.
I was about to lose my mind.
Oh, I was so excited. I was like, we got to try to book her for names. Because that's also like, that's why we just have, you know, I just have women on the show that, that you know, we like and want to hang out with because, you know, to the best of our knowledge, there's no Lady Dougs.
Thank goodness. What a horrible name for a woman.
It would be terrible.
No, it would be awesome.
Susie, go ahead. Expound.
That would be I think would be a kick-ass name for a woman.
Yeah, but what about, not, I hate to be old-timey and all that, but in a hetero world, if the poor man is making love to her and he's like, Douglas, oh! Strange name to call out.
women named like Robbie and Sydney and that kind of stuff, right? Isn't there?
Douglas.
Yeah, Douglas. there's some crossover there. I feel like those are more like stuff that sticks once the person's more of an adult and has a personality. You know, I mean? Like the parents don't know what your personality is going to be when they give you a name, which I think therefore the name is more likely to influence your personality than the other way around.
Susie, I would love to meet a woman, Douglas.
That'd be right?
Fun. Yes. Hey, Douglas.
And she'd be like, cool, and self-assured.
Apparently, there is a woman, Douglas, in my aunt's knitting group, so I know one.
So wait, is she 50, 70, or 90?
I think 80s, 90s.
Oh, that's kick-ass.
That's the response everyone gives.
Oscar, tell me that's not the coolest, an 80-year-old Douglas.
And I love that you nailed the decades, Susie. You're right. She's like, she's either got to be.
Either or.
But yeah, Doug, Betty White was very cool. And I got to be a little bit friendly with her. We were like buddies.
Wow.
It was very sweet. Yeah, it was very, very sweet. She's very cool.
And what do you do? Like some weekends you hit her up on your cell and you get together and you.
No, man. You know what?
Play basketball.
Just to be serious for a moment, if she were like in her, even in her 60s, but she's kind of up there, you guys.
Yeah.
So you know, she lives in Brentwood and I don't, you know, I'm not in touch with her. The only person, you guys, I am still in touch with one person from that cast that we are still very good friends to this day. And if he's in town, he'll come over. And if I'm wherever he is, I could call up and we'll hang out. Cause then, can anyone guess who that is? One person from that cast of The Proposal, if you remember.
Ooh.
Well, I mean,
okay. Doug, you know movies.
Yeah. But I was going to say, it just doesn't sound like, you know, Ryan Reynolds has that kind of time. It just,
nope. Know, and he's too high up. He's above. He's in the stratosphere. I can't hang with him.
But I love you turning the game on me. I love this. I want to come up with this.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Greg T. Nelson?
No.
That's ridiculous.
He does a lot of work. He's a working actor. He's a working actor. He's in a lot of things. Very talented fellow. Not one of the main members of, not one of the main, you know, he wasn't a big part of the movie, but he was in the movie. He was a part of the movie, an integral part of the movie.
Was it Dennis O'Hare?
Yes, Susie.
Nice.
Whoa. 10 points.
Great pull. That guy's a great actor.
He's great.
He's a great actor.
He's from Chicago, I think. And yeah,
I've seen him on the Broadway a couple of times, and he always delivers. Very, very talented man.
I saw him in Tartuffe at the National Theatre in London last year.
There you go. So yeah, so that was
going to see shows. Remember that, you guys?
In the before times.
So neat.
The old world.
This is the perfect time to take a break when everybody's sad thinking about
yeah. Let's bring that room down.
Thinking about theater, and let's go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
We're back. We're talking to two of the foremost experts on the name Doug.
Mm-hmm. What would you call like a Doug scientist? Or I guess just a Dougologist?
Oh, I guess. That just sounds too much like, you know, oh, don't you mean archaeologist? I really dig Dougology, man.
Hey.
All right, so let's let Oscar off the hook for a second and grill Susie about Doug's. And also your own name. Susie's a fun name.
I mean, you don't really have an opinion about your name until you get to a certain age and everyone else has an opinion about it.
Right. Is it too fun? Do you sometimes you just want to be serious?
Like serious, like Susie with an S?
It just seems like, you know, it's hard to say without smiling.
Is it? Yeah. No, I've had a lot of people scream Susie and they're not happy at all.
Well, on Dead to Me, you play a carrot.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, how do you feel about that turn that's taken? Because the show's been around for a few seasons now, so... The incident where Karen became like the new name for a woman who's
white and awful.
White and awful.
Yeah, right.
some woman who's a waffle. So it became that after that. So how great or interesting is that timing? Because the character you play is kind of a Karen, although
not
white necessarily, but definitely a Karen.
I think she's a version of Karen, but I think it's extra interesting that she's not white. And I think the reason that she's not white is sort of excuses her, I think, or at least that's what I've heard on social media. Is like they see it as more of a coincidence, but they don't seem to lump her into the racist, you know, short blonde haired meme that it's become.
Interesting.
Oh.
But it helps that she's annoying and not great in the series, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's definitely the, you know, the pesky neighbor, the person that, you know, you can't get away with murder in the suburbs without having a neighbor like Karen.
Right, yeah. That's all up in your business with cameras and shit.
Yeah, and that also just doesn't even know what she's looking for. She just has nothing better to do.
Right, bored with money.
Yeah, wants a friendship.
Yeah.
Kind of one of my favorite characters to watch, like the way she kind of gets picked on and all that. But is that equally fun to play, or do you take that home with you a little bit?
Oh, God, no. I mean, I don't know about other actors or character actors. For me, playing like an asshole or someone clueless or stupid or something like that is extremely satisfying to me. I don't know why. Maybe because I think we've been studying them our whole lives, and there's something really satisfying about being able to shove it back on the world.
Right. We're surrounded by assholes all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, right? And you can't say anything except study them.
Right. It's our one break during quarantine to get away from all these people.
Yeah. Oscar, have you ever played an asshole?
I think so, yes, and it's the best.
Is it fun for you too?
Yes, it's the best. There's nothing better than playing someone with delusions of grandeur or someone who takes himself so seriously. It's the best.
And to be, and part of it is that you're self-aware. So there's something about being aware that you're doing, that you're playing this person that's like a little frosting on the cake.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And they're the best characters on TV. The characters that I gravitate to, you know, because I'm 92, like Basil Fawlty, people like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's always the interesting thing, is when somebody can kind of be despicable and that, but you love them anyway, you know, like you like them more than the people they're being mean to. That was an interesting thing about Oscar in The Office, because, you know, it's on all the time and I rarely look away, is that, like, I think he's a likable person who gets into some situations on the show that are, you know, questionable, but the funniest thing to me about him is that, especially in the later seasons, he always has to be right. So in situations where he doesn't get to say his final say and be absolutely the final word, it's so in your face. I love it so much.
You're right. Thank you. You're right. It's on all the time. I'm home and I'm like, oh my God, this thing is on all the time.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, you're just, Oscar's always just right there with the facts when people are talking about stuff.
You know, it's funny too, because in that situation, like working in an office in that kind of pressure cooker, even the nicest people, it'll break you down sooner or later.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
No, niceness could be aggravating in and of itself. What about, speaking of aggravating people,
great setup.
What about the Dougs in your life, Karen? Take your time.
You just called me Karen, dude.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I heard it.
That's so funny. Susie, I'm so sorry. We'll edit that part out.
No, keep it in.
Well, I edit it out because I got to say, I need to seem perfect. This is about uplifting Dougs. You can't think of any, really?
I like acquaintances, but not, you know, might be my closest Doug.
That's what we've been finding out with Doug Mellard and I both, that like the Dougs we, you know, the people we invite on know us, that, you know, that we're the Doug that they know.
You are the Doug that I know. And now I'm going to claim... I'm going to claim DM too.
There we go. Yeah, Oscar was like, that was a rare victory that you knew another Doug.
One.
Yeah. Yeah, one Doug. Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, people tend to have like one. And like, we haven't really met, we haven't talked to anybody. Correct me if I'm wrong, Doug, but we haven't talked to anybody who's like really had a long-term relationship with a Doug.
No.
I mean, I guess maybe because they don't exist. I know I haven't had any.
Yeah, someone was named after an uncle, Doug, that had passed away, and I think that's as close a relationship as anyone's had.
Wow, yeah. I know a bunch of Mikes. Susie, what's the name you know like a lot of? I know a bunch of Mikes, just one Doug, when I'm really thinking about it here.
I know. I do know a Bob, and his name does sound longer than Doug. DB, my cat's name is DB.
I love that.
Cool. But it doesn't stand for Doug Benson, because that would be fucking creepy.
Yeah, so so where did that come from?
Well, when I adopted him, they told me his name was Dancing Bear.
Oh my God.
And I refused to call him Dancing Bear. But the rescue group would email me and say, how's Dancing Bear? And I would say, DB is great.
I would just assume he was owned by Native Americans, or...
She was not Native American, but she just liked the, he did something stupid one day or whatever, and so I'm from Chicago, and I decided that his name would be Dick Butkus.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
And so
number 50. Yeah,
and I call him DB.
The Dancing Bear, you might as well call your pet not a dog.
Yeah.
Come here, not a dog.
It's just the worst. And he doesn't, and he just looked like, and he was older, you know, he wasn't a kitten. It's like I adopted like a war vet. Like he was just an old man. It just seemed like humiliating to call him Dancing Bear. He, you know.
Yeah, well, just the name Dancing Bear, it's switching my head like we were talking about a dog. It's even weirder for a cat.
It's weird. Yeah. It was weird.
Immediately just picture like the old like Russian bear on a unicycle or whatever. So I just picture you having a pet bear, which is pretty cool.
Dancing, yeah. It might have been like, I adopted him in that like hippie part of Malibu where there's like horses and shit, like cowboy Malibu. Yeah. So that's where he came from. So maybe... Maybe it's like a hippie thing.
Did you think your cat, like, what about the move? Like, isn't that a big change of pace being a Malibu?
Sure, yeah. It's a little culture.
A Malibu ranch.
Culture shock, sure.
Poor Dancing Bear.
I guess cats just don't really, I guess you'd notice if they were extra sad or something, but they don't really.
No, they're pretty adaptable.
They don't emote or tell you, like, they just tell you when they're hungry or want to go out, right?
Yeah, and I live in West Hollywood, so being a bear is actually a really good thing.
A lot of mix-ups around that neighborhood. Your friend was a bear.
I have a question for Doug's.
Yes.
How do you feel about the dog in Up? And the spelling of his name, D-U-G.
I'm a huge fan of that dog. That dog, in my opinion, makes that movie a lot better when that dog shows up.
So, do you claim him as a Doug, even though he spells it D-U-G?
Oh, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's what I do that sometimes just for fun. I'll spell it D-U-G because it's like, something about D-O-U-G throws a lot of people off when they have to turn around and say it out loud, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's a weird one.
No, so if you just go Susie, no.
If you just write it, if you just write D-U-G, it's hard to mispronounce D-U-G.
Well, and my handwriting can be so bad. I've mentioned this before, but sometimes if I write D-O-U-G, my U's can somehow look like an N, so it looks like dong. So D-U-G is a good way to go a lot of times for me.
But I do want to go, when things get going again, I do want to go to Starbucks and tell them my name is Dong.
Dong.
Guys, is Doug fading away as a name because of the spelling and the confusion and people don't even know how to say it?
I think, and there's no excitement around Doug. Like, there's professional athletes, definitely. There's quite a few. There's that big that astronaut that just came back from space. He's a Doug, but like,
and
other than that, like, what? There's no Doug that are any kind of hero to speak of.
Well, potential first gentleman, as we've spoken of.
Yes. We're very excited about the path that Biden and Harris, they win. Then Biden, either after, you know, 4 or 8 years, decides to leave on his own or, you know, whatever. Let's say Biden's out of the picture. then Kamala steps in, and her husband's name is Doug. So the very first ever first man is going to be a Doug.
Do we call him Doug or Douglas?
I keep hearing him just say Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard Douglas yet.
All right, we'll go with Doug.
Which well, is guys, a- that's huge for you.
It's going to be so big.
That's huge.
That could throw the name back in the mix for sure.
Oh, yeah. And then at some point, there all the Dougs are going to be 10 years old and 70.
Yeah. It's been a kind of a rough name. You know, they named the guy Doug in the Hangover movies, and he's always the one that gets kidnapped and is in a trunk most of the time.
Right. Douglas Fairbanks Jr., is that, am I making that up? Isn't that an old-timey actor?
Yeah, that's
classic.
Very, very old-timey.
You know, we've spoken to his estate, and they don't even want to send a representative.
Ugh, just like them.
They're self-hating Dougs.
Can you imagine me calling up the estate of Douglas Fairbanks?
And wasn't he a known Lothario?
I think he fucked. I know he was, he was the first Robin Hood that, I don't know if he'd done Robin Hood before him, but he was definitely the one identified.
And Susie's so awesome. She uses the word Lothario, then goes right to fucked. From the old English to the just right to the gutter. Lothario and he fucked.
But I think there was a scandal, right? Wasn't there a scandal with that, with him?
Oh, God. When those people, yes, back then?
I think there probably was some sort of scandal, but I don't remember what it was. But I think
maybe that's just why the estate is being hesitant.
Oh,
right. We haven't talked to anyone there.
They thought you were snooping around.
Yeah. That's
I can't imagine what that would be, just talking to somebody that is familiar with Douglas Fairbanks Jr.
So relevant.
He was a Lothario that fucked.
He got laid constantly, that gentleman.
Is there such a thing as a Lothario that doesn't fuck, like one that doesn't, like, can you gotta have that name?
A very bad Lothario. He was a very bad Lothario.
He's a failed Lothario.
So we're always talking about Dougs that we can get to come on the show. And have we mentioned rapper 42 Doug?
No.
Do you know who that is?
No. I do not, but I am excited. Do tell.
Yeah, it's a rapper named 42 Doug. That's all I got. It's spelled D-U-G-G, but I'll take it.
Take it. Have you ever looked for your name? I've looked for my name on social media. Not my name, but I've looked for Nakamura just as sort of a social experiment on social media, because Nakamura is kind of a common name, a common Japanese name. It's not like Smith, but it's like Johnson, maybe. Mm-hmm. Japanese Johnson. And I found a vast array of people, and I just started following them. And one is like, one is a journalist, one is a wrestler in Japan, a Japanese wrestler, Shinsei Nakamura. And I know personally Eric Nakamura, who owns Giant Robot.
Oh, cool.
And Dan the Automator, the DJ Dan the Automator.
Oh, he's amazing.
His name's Dan Nakamura.
Right. Yeah.
And there's like a butcher in Brooklyn named Nakamura. And I don't know. Does that make me a narcissist?
Yeah,
I like it. If I didn't have such a boring name, I would totally do it. But Benson is like, there's so many out there, and they're not shy about going, my name's Benson too. And then we've got nothing else to talk about.
I love that you asked if you're a narcissist for looking up your name, and then you're on a podcast with two guys named Doug. Just talk about Dougs.
Burn on you guys.
We're just trying to elevate Dougs, you know?
Yeah.
What about the last name, Douglas? Does that
we're
count?
Also, we're investigating that. Of course, you know, Michael Douglas isn't returning our calls, but it's definitely something we would do is have a last name Douglas on. We're really diving into having people on who have played a character named Doug. That way you can have interesting people on and still talk about Doug.
My friend Grace Lee, who has a very common Asian name, did a film, and she basically looked for a bunch of Grace Lees and interviewed them. And it was fascinating because obviously there's a spectrum of Grace Lees, but also so it dealt with sort of identity and culture and expectations and that kind of thing. And I think that's probably what led me to look for Nakamura's. But isn't there a convention of mics that happen every year?
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. I've heard.
I mean, none of us are named Mike, so we don't really have the pick.
You guys should start like a Doug convention.
We definitely want to go out into clubs and do this show as a live experience where every Doug in the audience, at the end of the show, we bring up each Doug and have a Doug pageant where we determine who the best Doug is. And if it's not, I don't know. Do you think if I said everyone named Doug, if you could prove it on your ID, gets in for free, that we just wouldn't make any money because the whole audience would be full of Dougs?
And everyone has to wear the name badge that says, "Hello, my name is Doug."
And they have to bring a guest.
So once things open up again, I do think it could be a super fun live show. Plus, Doug and I are both stand-ups, so we could do our acts and then also
do the podcast.
Mess around with Dougs, yeah.
I don't think we'd have the problem based on 90% of the guests not knowing a Doug other than you. I think we'd be okay.
Yeah, but if you just said all Dougs get in for free at a place, I don't know. I just feel like they're definitely out there just because we don't know.
People like free stuff.
Especially Dougs.
Yeah. There'll still be a drink minimum when they get in, or they'll have to buy a mask with our names on it.
Or maybe a discount. I know Fred Armisen is a drummer, and he had a show where you had to prove you were a drummer, and they had a little pad out there. But I don't know if they got in for free, but maybe a discount or something.
Hey, there we go. We have you get in free if you're a Doug and you can drum.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, then they're not going to get anybody. Like, we still want to get butts in the seats because, you know, these Dougs are going to bring their girlfriends or whatever.
Yes, that's right.
And it's going to be fun for everybody because, it's you know, all the Dougs in the audience are going to feel like, hey, this show's about me for once.
For once.
For once. Why is Smash Mouth trending?
Because they infected a bunch of people.
Is that true?
I think so, right? Didn't they have a concert?
They had a concert recently, yeah. So now there's probably the word is coming out that there was infections. But
as a non-Doug, I have a lot of questions for you, Dougs. I found. No, I'm not saying like as a setup. I'm just saying if you bring in non-Dougs, I think just the fact that you're having a podcast about Dougs sort of sparks questions in non-Dougs about your daily lives.
I think so. I think, you know, maybe we should even go the other way and just get names that are the most opposite of Doug that we could find. The show's got two Dougs. Why do we need more?
What's the opposite of Doug?
What is the opposite of Doug?
Just think of a really cool name that would belong to a very exotic individual.
Susie.
Yes.
So wait, when you go to the farmer's market and there's that tower of California license plates with names on it, is there Douglas available?
Doug, usually.
Yeah, it's usually Doug, but it's usually there. It's not one of those names that gets shut out on that front.
But it's popular to a point. It's pretty popular. It makes the little license plate.
Yeah, if it's on the license plate carousel, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you get a lot of names. You get a lot of names on there.
I don't think I'm on that.
They don't have Oscar. And they don't.
Oscar's on there?
No. Susie with a Z, never. It's never been on there.
Definitely not Nakamura, unless you're in Japan at a wrestling match.
Yes.
So maybe Susie, S-U-S-I-E is on there?
S-U-S-I-E or Susan.
Really?
Susan.
Right, right.
Yeah, those bitches. I don't like that at all. So I was going to say that there's a guy, you know that, have either of you been ever, Susie or Oscar, I'm pretty sure I know the answer from Doug. Have either of you ever been on a soap opera?
I have not.
No.
I mean.
Like a daytime soap, no.
Yeah, daytime. Yeah. Some things might kind of seem like a soap opera, but I mean like the daytime. So,
Susie, have you ever auditioned for one?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But it's hard. I've heard it's hard. Like they shoot pages a day.
But isn't that a New York thing? Am I?
No, they do Bold and the Beautiful here.
Oh.
Yeah, Young and the Restless and Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful they do at CBS Television City.
Doug, have you ever gone out on auditions or you just like your stand-up?
I used to go on auditions all the time and, I'd score here and there, but,
you're like,
acting is, you got to be pretty serious about it, especially like commercial auditions. I just feel like I never had that, I just didn't know how to get that thing that they're looking for. So like one day I just said to my agent, offer only. So I'll probably never be in a commercial, I'll audition for things. I auditioned for a part in the last season of Modern Family, and the character was named Doug. And, and they called up my manager and asked me to come in, and I was like, oh, this is it. They named the character Doug. And I got there, and I said to the writer, I go, why did you call this character Doug? And he's like, somebody else named it. I didn't even name it. And, and then I didn't get the part. But... I was excited and I really liked the process, but I'm glad that I don't do it all the time. It's fun to audition for a show that I'm already a fan of,
That rarely happens.
Yeah.
They didn't tell you like you can't pull off a Doug, did they?
No, I think they thought I did a great Doug. It was, they just went another way with it by picking somebody else. There were so many people I knew and liked, like in the waiting room to go in and read. That always freaks me out a little bit too.
Yeah,
it's a real like there's competition in stand-up comedy, but it's more unspoken. Like it's not like everybody does a set, and at the end of the night, you kind of have a feeling of who did the best, and you just sort of go with that. But when it comes to casting, there's, a decision has to be made about a specific person. And have you ever had the heartache of, no, I'm not even going to finish that question. You guys are so great. This can't possibly have happened. Let's talk.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. Let me try. Have you ever been fired from an acting job?
Yes.
I've not been fired mid show, but I have not been not asked back.
Me too, Susie. I've done like a day of rehearsal too, and they're like, what? We're okay. And I'm like, yeah, I'm okay too.
we're all in agreement here.
Yeah, and I hate auditioning. I hate auditioning. Was never good at commercials. No,
never got commercials.
Ugh, me neither. I just don't get it. And
it's a real thing because as someone who never gets them, but auditioned for plenty of them, I see who did get them and it's somebody who's in other commercials.
Yeah,
there's never a face that's not in other commercials. They somehow manage to just keep those loops going. And but good for them because the people that are in commercials a lot tend to also not be booking the other kinds of acting.
Yeah, I always wonder how they feel about that.
I don't know.
I think it's a double-edged sword because, and you know, they might be want to be doing other things, but they're, you know, the checks aren't bouncing. They're making a living.
Yeah. Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of them buy like homes out of it. They're hot in the commercial world for like a year or two. They make nice bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some last longer than a few years. And then there's like that one guy that was like married to a commercial casting director and he was in every other commercial for a while.
Oh man.
Well, yeah. Oscar, you've crossed over. You've got that. You've been in commercials with Chris Paul recently.
Come on, that was an offer, huh? out of nowhere, I'm like, yeah.
Was it the State Farm one?
Yeah, but even that, Susie, was like, I think we did two summers. Then that's it. It's over because he left the team, right? Him and James had a falling out, and he left the team, and then that was it. Then
oh right.
State Farm kept going, and I was done.
That's so you're so lucky. He's so cute.
And he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. Very nice guy. With me. He was nice with me. He's a good guy.
Did you beat him in one-on-one in basketball?
All the time. And they're like, don't post that video. And I'm like, try to stop me. Litigation, and it was a big mess.
He couldn't even block your cell phone. No.
Just screamed, denied.
This has been very helpful. We're getting, you know, we're getting closer and closer to the truth about Doug's on this show.
Are we?
All the time. And, I brought up soap operas for a reason. I'm such a dumb stoner. I brought up soap operas because there's a guy that's been on, I guess, Young and the Restless for a million years. His name is Doug Davidson. And I don't know. We might be able to get him somehow.
That would be awesome.
I hope it's a really dramatic episode.
As actors who work some of the time and other times not, same with you, Doug, do any of you watch soap operas, or has that ever been a thing to you?
It was a little bit in grade school because my friend was watching it. And so I tried to get in it, but I watched it so that I have something to talk about, but I never really got into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never got into them. I know it was a thing. I never got into them.
Yeah, when I was real young and my mom would watch it during the day, so I would watch it with her sometimes, but I didn't follow anything.
Yeah, if I was home from school, I loved daytime TV because there were so many game shows. And so I would just switch around and hit the game shows while my mom would watch her soap operas, her stories. She'd watch those. She'd watch those in another room. But when I was in high school and junior college, me and my friends, General Hospital was on like at like 2, you know, so it was perfect to like, they would
watch it.
They were like, you know, record it on a VCR or some shit. And then we just watch it back right away. And that was our daily thing, just going to one house and all of us friends together watching General Hospital. So I was into that for a little while.
Young people watching soap operas. I went to FIT for half a minute and people would watch soap operas. I never got into it. I'm like, what are you guys doing at lunch or whatever?
It's a real common area. You know, you could sit there and sort of shit talk it, but also the people that tell you they watch soap operas because they, you know, find it funny how lame they are, also get completely Stockholm syndrome in terms of actually caring what's happening to the character.
they ooh and ah over it.
They start to have opinions about what the character should be doing.
Doug, you're separating yourself from the you were one of them. You were one of those kids with the popcorn ooing and ahing over soap operas when you were a youngster.
Yeah. Yeah, but now that I'm older, now in the pandemic, I catch moments of, you know, because these soap operas are back to work, but they stage all these weird scenes where it's like a couple talking to each other from across the room. And so I'm kind of fascinated by that, but I watch it with the sound off because I just want to see, I don't care what they're talking about. I just want to see the various tableaus they set up that give them an excuse to stay apart. Plus I noticed they're yelling at each other less, you know, because like yelling in someone's face is like the number one way to.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh.
So there's less emotional confrontations.
I'd like to get into like a Mexican soap opera or a Korean soap opera. And and I don't know if they have subtitles, but I know there's a really popular Korean one. I can't remember the name right now, but I think it was like Randall Park or someone who told me that he was into it. So I was like, I'll take that recommendation. And maybe like if we watched a Mexican soap opera, maybe our Spanish would get better.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, true.
Yeah.
That
was, yeah, that was like a homework assignment in high school in my Spanish class was to watch Destinos or something. Yeah.
¿Qué?
Very good.
¿Qué?
¿Qué?
People send us, or they write reviews on iTunes. You can go there and subscribe and rate and review. We appreciate everybody that does all of that. And I just wanted to quote a couple of people that wrote to us, starting with someone named Shazzy Chaz, which already, I love that, Shazzy Chaz, said, you know the feeling you get when you see a package of plain white bread hot dog buns? That is this show personified. So I don't know how to take that, but it made me laugh. And then
compliment.
Mikey A14 wrote, I've never known a Doug, but after listening to this podcast, my primary objective in life is to have a Doug of my own.
Oh, you're inspiring people to reach out to Dougs.
Yes, yeah, maybe
everybody stalk a Doug.
Maybe after live shows when we can tour safely, we can have like an adopt a Doug thing out front, you know?
Yeah. Adopt a Doug. Find a Doug. Hug a Doug.
You know, it could be just for a day. Take a Doug out home for a day and just bring him back.
Take a Doug.
Not
take, leave a Doug, take a Doug.
That's perfect. That's the name of this episode. We always try to think of a name that's a fun Doug reference that came up during it. And leave a Doug, take a Doug is perfect.
That's good.
Yeah. Susie, what's going to happen with Dead to Me season 3? Like, you haven't even shot anything yet, right?
We have not shot anything yet. I think production is slowly going back. I know some people that are going back September or October. I'm supposed to start Avenue 5 again at the end of this year.
Okay.
That's cool. I hadn't even heard that show was going again. Was that one where you knew there was going to be another season before you finished the first one?
No, we had to wait till it premiered, and it was a couple episodes in, and we found out. But that was cool. Nice. Yeah, I love London.
And it was nice that you your character survived.
Yes, it is nice.
There's a lot of random death on that show.
What if that was a show? What if that was a show where I was not asked back?
You know that scene where we killed you off? We did that for a reason.
You're awful. Goodbye.
We don't want you anymore. You waffle. Well, thank you for being here, Susie Nakamura.
Thanks for having us.
Do you have anything to plug?
No, I just went this morning and got a COVID test for the Goldbergs. So things are starting to shoot back slowly, I think.
All right.
Yeah, I've done a couple of things for Netflix. I did a thing called Social Media from my home. I don't know when that's coming out. So yeah.
Cool.
But it sounded like you wanted to plug that you tested negative, which is a good thing to plug.
I don't know the result. I'm sure it's fine, but I just got back this morning.
Tell Wendy I said hi.
Yes. And do you work with Zach Woods? Do you know Mr. Zach Woods?
I do.
Tell him I said hey.
I will.
Funny kid.
I'm sure we have a ton of friends in common.
I know. And I love all your
say
work.
Hi to Josh Gad for me.
Hit him, smack him on the butt and say, that's from Doug Benson.
Hey, what's up, Olaf?
Tell your DB I said hi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. All right.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
For being here. So much fun. And you have any closing thoughts, Doug Mellard?
Oh, that was just fantastic. Oh, yeah. Real quick for Susie, I did see you were in Deep Impact. Do you have any advice? Because there's supposed to be an asteroid in November.
Yes, duck.
Okay, perfect.
I'm going to claim you as my second Doug, DM.
That's great. The word duck sounds too much like Doug.
Yeah.
And Doug's last name is Mellard, so he's walking around with the name Duck Mallard.
Oh man.
Brought a lot of frustration over the years.
Yeah, it sure has. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Don't forget to leave a Doug, take a Doug.
Got it.